Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Do you know what we haven't done in a while?
Drunker Kid!
Summer Drunker Kid, here's what we do. We you call us and tell us something stupid you did, and we try to guess if you were drunk or a kid. Yes. TAC will help you pull details from your story. You just got to basically go, fell off the merry-go-round at the school playground, hit my head.
Were you drunk or were you a kid? Also, this is only my, I don't get to play very often.
If I said that one, you would automatically assume kid though, right?
No, I was going to go drunk.
Because
why would you be telling the story?
I don't know, because you could still, as a kid, like you could hurt yourself pretty bad, get flung off there. But like, I don't know why. That's where we drank.
Like that's when, weird.
When
yeah.
I got, when I was old enough to drink, me and my buddies would just go to the school playground and drink.
That's asking for like double trouble.
Yeah. No.
I never understood that. Kids would always get busted at the school. And it's like, now it's even more trouble because the school is involved.
But right. It wasn't our school. We went to like the elementary school.
Oh.
Still weird.
Is that even or?
No, yeah. I know, but it's at night. The kids aren't there. We're not giving them booze, right?
Okay.
Okay, so here's how we get you warmed up for it. Erin has pulled some headlines.
Yes.
Because I know you're out of practice, Erica.
Yeah, I am.
So she's pulled some headlines, and we're going to try to guess, me, you, and T.
Hack. Okay.
We'll try to guess, and then we'll get some calls.
All right. First one, jumped into a fountain and lost my shoe. Erica, do you want to do the honors?
Sure. Mm. If it's a story worth telling, it's got to be drunk.
I'm going to go kid. Because how do you lose an adult-sized shoe?
That's so
a little funny. Harder to lose.
What are you talking about? You jumped in a fountain. It's like if you jumped in the Bellagio fountain, you could lose. Like it doesn't say the size of the fountain.
Okay.
Eric is taking a new angle that I've never explored before. If it's a story worth telling,
yeah,
it's got to be drunk. But like,
and also, it wasn't
well, not
really
in every
cool.
case, but yeah. like in that case, something so simple.
Because the example I always give is like, I grabbed my skateboard and rode off my roof.
Mm-hmm. That's harder.
Yeah.
Because that, it's a story worth telling either way.
Oh, you're right. So
you
this is
be,
just yeah. a shoe story.
Like a simple story. It's like, if it's worth telling, it's
yeah,
gotta
you're right.
be drunk.
Because she's been scouring the internet for these stories. So did she find a website that says like, another story of a kid losing his shoe?
Exactly.
Your God, you might, okay.
Exactly.
I like your logic.
Thank you.
Therefore, I am choosing drunk with you.
Okay. I'm sticking kid. I believe
okay.
that.
They were drunk.
Yeah, baby.
Do you have any more details on that? Or
they were drunk and spending time with a friend who ended up joining them. It was also incredibly cold.
So they just jumped in a...
Yep.
Where'd the shoe go?
I don't. Yeah.
They probably
if it was deep, you just couldn't see it anymore.
Yeah.
It's not. We're all picturing just a little frolicky fountain.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to see you take the shoes off before you jump in the pond, no matter how drunk you are.
You
gotta
are just,
have a little more, or the fountain. Excuse me.
You're a sneakerhead. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you get the idea, and we're gonna do a couple more okay. examples. But if you have a drunker kid story, like I said, TAC will help you hone it down into a headline. Mm-hmm. This is your time to call 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
This one's good. thought butter and beer mixed together was butter beer and used it in pancake mix.
Okay. Oh. There's a lot of moving parts in there. Here's the deal.
Butter beer pancakes?
Because it's, do they ever make butter beer pancakes in?
Okay. Okay. I thought I'd guess, but I'm not.
Well, if it's a story worth telling.
I wanted to go kid because it's like, oh, that's a cute way. He's like, I'm going to try butter beer and I'm going to make my own. Uh-huh. But making the pancakes, not really a kid activity.
Mm. Your kids haven't tried to make pancakes?
No. No.
Oh, my God. What? When I was... Oh my God, my kids tried all the time to cook.
So. I would always make the smiley faces with chocolate chips.
Yeah, they've got a father who's afraid of the oven.
Oh, yeah. So your kids probably
they're also
have like,
very young.
Yeah, they are.
No, but I mean, at like five, I would have definitely tried. I would have definitely tried.
Or at least wanted to help.
Nah, he's well behaved.
Oh, all right. So you're going drunk then?
No, I'll go kid. I'll stick with kid until I hit one.
I'm going kid as well because... If you are an adult and you think that butter and beer makes butter beer.
But you're already drunk.
It's obviously really drunk.
Yeah. It's a drunk person going and they're Harry Potter fans and they're just nerding out and they're like, why do we make our own butter beer? Wait, let's make it into pancakes. It's obviously a drunk.
They were drunk. They said right. Nowhere close to what I thought it would taste like. I also didn't cook it all the way. They made rum pancakes the night before, so they
Where
thought it would be the
Where are you finding these stories?
Personal. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh my God. She would.
Okay.
No, I know what butter beer is.
So I'm not sure if I'm right here, but I've gotten two correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hack has gotten zero.
Oh, yeah.
The bagel.
And you're 1-1?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. One more, and
Last
then we'll take
one.
Calls.
All right. Got the bright idea to tie up a nearby Chucky doll to scare off potential intruders with my big sister. Got so scared we both refused to enter the room with Chucky for the rest of the night.
Oh, man. She set it up like it's kid. She
Like the big sister was... But you have to go first this time.
Oh, crap. Well, let's see. Hack has gotten everything right. Are you leaning one way or the other?
I am,
wrong. So I'm just going to do the opposite of whatever.
Okay.
I think this could be one of those reverse psychology moments where she's trying to lead us towards kid and then she's going to do the switcheroo. But Erin looks like hell today. So I don't think she's got...
You can't say that.
I don't think she's got the mental capacity to do the double reverse psychology. So I'm going to say it is kid.
Okay, great. I'm going to go drunk because if you get it wrong and I get it right, we're tied.
Ooh, strategy.
That's not even reasoning. That's just being an a-hole.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And I will go kid because it's either, I think an adult would call them their older sister, not my big sister, unless she's in a sorority, which then it could be very drunk, but I'll still go with kid.
Okay.
And kid is-
So I went drunk?
Yes.
Okay.
And you two went kid?
Yeah.
You boys went kid?
And it was?
It's tied. They were drunk.
Yeah! Oh. Here's the thing. I don't believe it was that, but she's just changing the answer.
Yeah. Okay, they said that they were high, but it counts as drunk. Oh.
This was drunk or drunk. None of them were kids.
100%. Okay. All right. Hopefully the calls are a little more balanced. If you have a stupid story of something you did, we will guess if you were drunk or a kid. 303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Give us your drunker kid story now.
303-222-5423.
It's Drunker Kid. People are calling with the stupid things they did. We're going to guess which one they were. Hack does not get to play
right
because he knows the answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm accepting bribes of any kind for the three of you.
Just, oh, you like me the most.
Okay. All right. No, you have to give me something.
Oh, well, right. Okay. And that's probably not true, but we're on a spiritual level sometimes.
Candace?
Yay.
Drunker Kid, give us your headline.
I was walking home from my friend's house. I tripped and I fell into a cactus.
Oh my gosh.
You want to go first since you already started mouthing off?
Sure. I think I'm going to go kid.
Okay. Just based on just a gut vibes. Feeling? Okay.
Walking home from a friend's house. I don't do that as an adult. I'll Uber.
Oh, that's an interesting point.
So you don't have friends in your neighborhood, though. I've definitely hoofed
you're
it
right,
home.
Right. Or like in college.
I'm not trying to talk you out of anything. So you took what, kid?
I took kid just on vibes.
Yeah, okay. And I'm taking kid.
I'm going to take drunk just so I can be ahead. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But I definitely, the falling into a cactus, you don't just...
I was kids are silly. Yeah.
That's clumsy.
I don't know. You take a wide berth around a cactus when you're a kid. I feel
like I could play. I don't remember.
Candace, what were you, drunk or a kid?
I was drunk.
Dang it.
Wow. So I'll put 1 point in my column.
The way you're scribbling to make sure that last point was really big.
Oh, it's
big.
Really. Okay. It's a big
point. You are crazy.
Okay. Why? What, like, what, were you in Arizona or something? You were just hammered and you just tripped?
I'm in Palm Springs and my friend lives down the street from me and we were drinking in her hot tub and then I walked home and fell into a cactus.
That's nice.
Girl, classy. I get it.
Stay classy. Thank you for the point, Candace. Take care. Sonia?
Yes. Yay.
Drunk or kid, give us your headline.
Okay. So, pop cult. All right. So basically, I was in an enclosed room. I was standing away about 6 feet from a man who faced me. I picked up a Coke and I tried to open it. It escalated out of my hand, still closed. It bounced against a double door where the man was standing, hit the floor, and sprayed him with the entire Coke from the belly down to the shoes.
Okay. I don't even care. I just want you to talk to us forever.
Yeah.
Your accent is dope. Am I going first?
Don't you go first?
Threw a can of Coke and soaked a dude. She's clumsy. I'm going to go. Don't answer yet, but I'm going to go kid on this one. Mm. Erica, you?
I'm also going kid, and I have one word she said that made me believe it, but I want Aaron to answer first.
Oh. Okay. What's your...
I was thinking kid, but I'm going to pick adult or drunk adult.
Okay. Drunk adult. Okay.
Rum and Coke. I don't know.
What's the word?
She said the man got soaked.
Okay.
Interesting.
Sonia, were you drunk or a kid?
I was a kid in a classroom.
Oh.
And the man was a teacher?
No, oh. He was, I was an older kid, and it was a course. We were in a big classroom. Everybody was gone. And we just stood there, you know, we're already a little bit older, senior. But he was so shocked. And when I offered offered him to take it away and get it cleaned, the next day, he did not come close to me wherever I was.
You're a demon child.
You were doing your best.
Thank you for the call. Wait, who got points on that? I did, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you did, and Aaron did not.
Right.
Yeah. I accidentally gave Aaron a point. So
that's what the scribbling was. Yeah. This time.
I was hearing you writing down that I didn't get one.
No,
thanks.
I was like, I had it, and I'm like, okay. Gotcha. Let's do one more here. Who do you like?
I like them both. Let's do Carrie.
Okay. Carrie?
Yes.
Yes. Drunk or Kid, give us your headline.
The headline is fractured my ankle doing the chicken dance.
Oh, gosh, that could be anything. I did that doing the Macarena.
This is weird. What, were you hammered?
I was about to go first this time.
It's Aaron, yeah.
It's drunk. I'm going to say drunk.
Going drunk. Just, yeah. Were you drunk when? I don't know your Macarena story.
No, I was like 19 and sober.
So much worse.
And just, okay, so you're going drunk?
Yeah.
You fractured your ankle doing the chicken dance?
Yeah, I'm going... You said drunk, right?
Yeah.
I have to take drunk. Like, as a kid, I just don't feel like you fracture things just dancing. But when you're hammered, you're going to fall weird. Like, you're a dumbass at a wedding with an open bar.
Then I'm going to do what Slacker hates, and I'm going to go kid.
You're just doing it for strategy?
Just so you don't win. Just so there's a chance you don't win.
Okay. It is 2-1-0. Mm-hmm. Carrie, were you drunk or a kid?
3 years old.
Stop it right now.
That's right, baby.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.